Susie lazily lifted another spoonful of cereal to her mouth. She half watched with curious interest her parents dart about the room, opening cupboards and turning out drawers, frantically looking for their passports. Her brother Jack, also as seemingly unaffected by the mad spectacle that was taking place before him, lay flat out in front of the telly, engrossed in a zombie computer game. Jack lay topless, and Susie allowed her gaze to move dreamily up his back, across his strong shoulders, and down his thick, muscly arms. Jack was 19, only a year older than Susie, and was the son of her stepfather, Peter. Susie's mother, Abigail, and Jack's father had met each other at a speed dating event 5 years ago, and moved in with each other almost immediately. "Guess what?" Abigail said. She stood over her daughter, holding the passports in her hand like a pair of golden tickets. Susie hadn't heard her. She continued to stare dreamily at Jack, lost in a completely different world. "Susie," Abigail said again, louder this time, and finally Susie noticed her. Her mother smiled smugly. "Peter had them in his coat pocket the whole time. Can you believe that? The whole time." Peter stood behind her, looking sheepish. "Well done," Susie said, feigning interest, and then, "Hey, Jack, your dad's an idiot."
"Told you," Jack called back without taking his eyes off the screen.
"Well, we've got them now, so that's all that matters," Peter said diplomatically.
Abigail sighed and put them both into her handbag.
"You can bring the suitcases."
Peter moved over to where they stood and began to ineffectively manhandle them towards the door, banging them against the sofa, the coffee table, the edge of the breakfast bar, and anything else that was in the way, watched in awe by both Susie and Abigail. Even Jack momentarily looked up to see what the hell was happening, before shaking his head, losing interest, and going back to his game. Finally, Peter managed to get them out of the door and disappeared with them up the drive towards the car. Abigail kissed Susie goodbye. "Remember to look after your brother, darling," she said, "and no parties. That goes for you too, Jack." Jack waved a hand towards her in acknowledgement. "Mum, we'll be fine, don't worry." Abigail looked worried. "We're both adults." Peter was at the door again before Abigail could protest.
"We should go," he said. "There could be traffic."
"Okay. There's food in the fridge and the cupboard, and money in the pot to buy more if you run out. You have Sandy's number for emergencies, and then there's the Robinsons up the road. The Carter's on the other side."
Abigail finally noticed Susie staring at her.
"You will be okay, won't you?" Abigail fussed.
"Mum, just go, will you?"